This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. And, you know, class, we've been talking about a grid-down situation for years. And what does it mean? Well, when the power grid goes down, the supply chain goes down. The trucks stop running. The computers don't talk to each other to reorder. Factories can't get the parts they need to make the final product. The sewage treatment plants stop working because they can't get the chemicals they need to keep treating the sewage. The water treatment plants stop working because they only have 14 days worth of chlorine on hand on average. The economy melts down. The government corporation starts martial law. Then you have chaos. So we're talking about supplies, shortages, economic meltdown, martial law, chaos. That's what we're looking forward to with a grid down situation. One of the things that I really want to mention when I'm on stage, when I run for the board of directors, one of the things I keep wanting to mention, but I don't, because I think I'll frighten people. In this great big room of, it's like 46,000 square feet. No windows. And it's in the evening. It's dark outside. And I want to say to a fictitious person, while I'm on the stage and the audience is there and bright lights are on, and I want to say to a fictitious person, John, would you please turn off all the lights just for 5 minutes while I'm up here? Do you think panic would ensue by me telling a fictitious person that please turn off the lights? Not that the lights are going to go off. Not that we even know where the wall switch is. Just the fact that the lights are going to go out. Another thing I'd like to do is I'd like to say, I haven't done it yet. Another thing I'd like to do is say, imagine after this event's over and the thousands of people who are at the Cowan Civic Center in Lebanon, Missouri, imagine that the grid goes down and the traffic lights don't work. Do you think you're going to get across town without the traffic lights? With the hundreds of cars that are all going to be leaving the Cowan Civic Center about the same time? Do you think you're going to be able to get out of town? Do you think anyone's going to say, no, you go first, go ahead, it'll be all right. You know, you're ahead of me, go ahead. Or do you think it's going to be chaos? I think it'll turn from people being semi-polite to people being angry just by the traffic lights not working. Gwyneth, what do you think?
I think that people don't even know how to run their own lives, and I think you're absolutely correct because, you know, they've got no self-control. They don't even know how to run their own lives, okay, without having some sort of an externally imposed schedule. And by that I mean, you know, what would happen if they couldn't get to work? What would happen if they got to work and they found that the building was locked up and that there was a note on the door saying that the company had filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and that there wasn't a job there anymore. What would they do? How would they make a check? Would they, I can tell you, they would panic, okay, and they would be angry, and they would shout, and they would use bad language, and they would, you know, probably hit something, probably break something, you know, it's just, because they've got no control over themselves. It's all an externally imposed schedule on them. They've got no idea of how to organise their own life and their own day. Now, you have probably some type of schedule at your place, Vincent. I have some type of schedule here, you know, but it's not externally imposed. It's what has developed over the years organically, and it's what works, you know. But I know that I get up at a certain hour. The dogs usually jump up on my bed and lick my face until I wake up. between about 6 and 7 a.m. in the morning, and I get up and I light the fire and I make some tea and I make some porridge, and then I make sure everybody's fed. And, you know, and then the electricity comes on at a certain hour. And I say, right, well, one of the main things I do is write, okay? I have a computer, and once the electricity comes on, it's a laptop computer, it has a battery, the battery on the computer starts to charge, and once we've had something to eat and something to drink, then I can set about writing, which is mostly what I do. And doing card readings as well, and that it generates a bit of income for me. But that's more or less my day, is reading and writing, researching, and that sort of thing, you know. And then at a certain hour, I think, right, I've had enough of writing for the day. I'm going out to the garden. But you see, this is a schedule that I'm on, but it's not externally imposed. It's something that's internally developed, and everything around here gets done. You know what I mean? Because I'm used to running my own life. And if somebody showed up, if we went into a collapse scenario, okay, and somebody showed up at my gate thinking, or, you know, that there's a single woman who lives there, we can go and roll her place, as the saying goes, we can go and rob this woman. Do you know something, Vincent? They will really, really quickly realize that they have picked on the wrong person. But most people, if hostile people like that came to their gate, the cry and they beg for mercy and they whinge and moan and complain, oh, all that sort of thing. But not around here, it wouldn't. I would be out there defending my property. But you've got to realize that in a grid down situation, you are going to be facing hostile people at the gate. And some of them, even before the collapse situation, some of them are going to be wearing police uniforms. They're going to be wearing their gang costume, you know. And you have got to mentally prepare yourself beforehand that you're not going to let anybody come in and abuse your property and abuse your rights, and you are not going to allow yourself to be robbed. And I think I wrote in an email to you earlier that this is something that has been, you know, probably restored to me over the, you know, since the beginning of November, since I've been undergoing these past life experiences. There's a degree of you know, there's something in my nature that has been reignited. Now, I am not in this life an outlaw, okay? I'm not a member of a cartel. I like to stay away from cartels, actually. Okay? I'm not a career criminal, but I've come to an awareness that there's a particular way that criminals behave that doesn't have to do with them committing crimes, but it's how they keep themselves out of trouble. And if we can emulate that part of their behavior, we can all keep ourselves out of trouble, because it doesn't involve committing a crime, but it does involve being assertive, standing up for your rights, and not just allowing yourself to be knocked or rolled, as the saying goes. Okay? So if you let's say, for instance, you had a particular organization that lived next door to you. Let's just say they were the Hell's Angels. Okay? Do you think that there would be many candidates in a collapse situation for people wanting to go and doing a home invasion of the Hell's Angels headquarters? Do you think that's going to be likely, Vincent?
Well, tell us about it.
I don't think it would be. Because I think they would... If anyone tried to knock off a Hell's Angels headquarters, I think they would very quickly realize that they had their hands full.
Oh, absolutely. No question. No question in my mind.
Yeah.
Have you heard of a television series that ran for 3 years? I believe it started in 2016, 17, and 18, yes. And it's called Wanted, W-A-N-T-E-D. These two women who were opposites, polar opposites in many respects, were being chased by a rogue cop who wanted to kill them. And it's about greed, it's about murder, it's about carjackings, it's about a rogue cop who lies to his peers, to his supervisors, and... these two women are framed for crimes, and there is a hunt all across Australia looking for them. And they have to use their wits in order to just stay alive every day. It's a fascinating series. It's called Wanted, W-A-N-T-E-D. I suggest you consider watching it, class, because this is just a microcosm of what you might experience should the grid go down. People coming after you, wanting what you have, wanting to take it away from you, and killing you, that's no big deal. Wanted is the series. We'll be right back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health. health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about what life might be like in a less polite society, let's say a grid down situation. So after the grid goes down, deaths will come in waves. I believe this. I believe that death will come in waves. The elderly will succumb first, followed by those who are medication dependent, those who need insulin, those who need heart medications, and they can't just quit cold turkey. They've got to wean off them. Then we'll have diseases like dysentery and typhoid. And then those who survive that will be those who, well, they don't have farming skills. So they're going to have to, they're not going to survive much longer than that without farming skills. Farming is going to be really tough if you've never done it before. You've got to have the knowledge, you have to have the seeds, you have to have the fertilizer, you've got to have the right growing conditions. You have to know what you're doing. And then those that survive will be in small towns, I believe. They will have overcome all of these really tough situations, the deprivations. They will have learned to produce food. But the scarcity will get worse because the things that they need will not be able to be replaced. they'll have what they have without the manufacturing of new tools, new seeds. You won't be able to go out and buy more seeds. You won't be able to go out and buy more fertilizer. So you're going to have to do it the old way. And most people have no idea that this is coming because everything's good. They go to work and they sit behind the keyboard and they type in other people's information. We don't make many things here in the United States anymore. China makes just about everything for the world. So most people don't know how to do things. Most people have no idea how to garden. They think food comes from the supermarket, and if that's too tough, we just go to a restaurant. When this happens, I believe that the number one barter item or currency will be cartridges. Cartridges. There are plenty of guns, but there aren't plenty of cartridges. Gwyneth, your thoughts?
Okay, I think that you're absolutely right. I think that many people are going to, because, you see, people have been trained into a socialistic way of thinking, meaning that other people ought to provide for them. Now, in a collapse situation, that pretty quickly reverts to let's go and see somebody who has something that we want and let's go and take it, okay? And that will work well for them until they come across somebody like you or somebody like me. And if that sort of person comes around here in a collapse-type situation, I may not have firearms, but I have archery skills, which the end effect is going to be much the same. And you've got to be aware that firearms are very, very heavily restricted in Australia. So, you know, and basically you've got to have a police officer basically look through your whole house before he will give you a firearms license. So I'm not happy for that to happen. So, but I have archery skills, and I have a knowledge of how these people operate, and so I'm not so inclined to just let myself be robbed. They, if there's a hostile gang shows up on my driveway, they better be prepared for there to be a few less members to their gang when I'm finished with them, you know. So probably under such a situation, they'd probably be better off to move on to somewhere else. And I think that they probably would. I'm talking about what would happen in a collapse situation here, okay? But you're absolutely right. People are going to lose it. They're losing it now. Mm-hmm. And they don't know what to do.
We'll be right back. We're going into a break. We'll be right back.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as the Pentagon has announced it's planning a rapid full withdrawal of U.S. ground forces from Syria. About 2,000 U.S. troops are there to combat ISIS. In a tweet this morning, President Trump saying the U.S. has helped defeat ISIS in Syria, calling it an only reason for being there, though Russia, Iran, and the Syrian regime have long desired to have the U.S. out of that war-torn country. New privacy allegations against the social network.
Facebook reportedly gave companies like Netflix, Spotify, and others access to users' data without the users even knowing it. That's according to the New York Times, which looked over internal documents that show a number of companies had access to things like private messages. Facebook not only turned over its users' data to companies like Microsoft, but also data from their friends.
That's our Wendy King, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Watch it.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day.
Got your take. When you go to the PC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So we're talking about pretty hard times. You know, one that'll be most unpleasant. There'll be no supermarkets, no restaurants, no delicatessen, no sub sandwiches, no hamburger joints, you know, no McDonald's, Burger King, and their clones. And you're going to be on your own. So I've been writing down in a spiral book notebook some of my thoughts about, you know, this book that I'm slowly writing about things that I think people ought to know, the way I do things. So I have a very simple recipe for you, and I'm calling this Vincent's Survival Soup. And here's what it is. The ingredients will last a long time, and you can buy them in cans right now. You go to your store and buy them. Can of 13 ounces of spinach. And one can of 14 ounces of whole potatoes. These are like soup can size cans. That's most of the ingredients. And quarter of a teaspoon of crushed red pepper. A can of water. Optionally, you can add in some garlic powder, or a sliced fresh garlic, and 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil. So what do? You rinse the spinach, put it in a pot and rinse it, because spinach in cans seems to have sand in it, and I want to get the extra salt out. So you rinse the spinach with water, you slice the potatoes into discs, and you add the potatoes, the garlic, the olive oil, and the can of water into a pot, and you heat it slowly. And you can serve it with the fresh garlic after the soup is heated, to maintain the medicinal benefits of the garlic, or you can put the garlic in and heat it when you're heating the soup. I think it's a healthy meal. It's probably about $1.25 total cost. And you can buy a case of spinach and a case of potatoes. And if you want to extend the spinach, use 2 cans of potatoes instead of 1 per can of spinach. There's some health benefits to it. Spinach is good for you. Olive oil is good for you. The garlic is good for you. And the red pepper, the crushed red pepper, that's just adds to the taste. So that's something you can do very simply, and I suggest you consider doing that. If you're going to eat it.
Okay.
If you're not going to eat it, don't do it. Your thoughts, Gwyneth?
I would say that that's probably a really good idea, but I would like to add something there. There are particular wild greens that you can eat that you can research now, okay? Don't wait until a collapse situation happens until you begin to figure out what wild greens you can use instead of spinach. Because there are many wild edible greens out there that if you don't have spinach, you can use them as spinach. And I'm thinking, but you have to find out what they are now. You have to begin experimenting with cooking and eating them now before the collapse situation happens. Because you don't want to be going out there in a collapse situation and figuring out what wild greens are edible and what will kill you. Okay? That is not a situation you want to be in. But 2 that are very common that grow almost everywhere are stinging nettles and milk thistle. Stinging nettles are actually highly nourishing. Okay, I'm talking about the tips, probably about the top 3 inches. Now, if you're going to go doing this, of course, either a pair of rubber gloves or figure out how to bear the pain when you're picking them, because they're called stinging nettles for a reason. They do sting. But the tips of them, they will still sting you, but they are soft. They are actually highly nourishing. And they, you can actually just about live off of them. And they are an excellent spinach substitute. But the thing is, like I say, you need to figure this out now, how to use these sorts of wild edible plants. What garden plants do you have growing in your garden that have an edible root? There are particular garden plants that are common garden plants that have an edible root, but there's other garden plants whose roots will kill you, and you need to figure that out now, which are which. And you can do that on the internet while you still have it, or you can go and buy a gardening book. Okay? But the time to do that is not when everything is going to pot once and for all. The time to do that sort of research is now. And if you find out that there's, for example, the canna lily, I don't know if you know what a canna lily is. It's otherwise known, in the United States, it's often known as the Indian shot flower, okay? And it's a very, very common garden plant. And actually, the whole plant is edible. But you need to work out what a canna lily is now, before things collapse. Because if you can cultivate a whole garden full of canna lilies, you will never starve. You will never, ever starve. And what's more, if a marauding mob comes through, all they see is a garden full of flowers and garden plants, which is not necessarily going to be interesting for them. Now, the fact that those garden plants are actually useful, highly nourishing edibles is to your advantage. But there's, you know, you've got to know what these things are beforehand. And there's particular other garden plants that some parts are edible and some parts will kill you. I'm thinking particularly of the rhubarb here. You know, you can eat rhubarb stems, but rhubarb leaves are highly toxic and they will kill you. You know, but, you know, you've got to know these things. I've known these things because my parents grew rhubarb and I grow rhubarb, and it's just sort of been handed down. There's a lot of people out there who are under the illusion that silver beet leaves are poisonous. They're not poisonous. They're perfectly edible. We eat them all the time. but it's the sort of thing, you've got to gain this knowledge now. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does. And something else that makes sense is, class, we have had, before we were had a system, solar system, we'd lose power here at the farm. I'm talking years and years ago. And I'd want to call somebody. The landline would be up, but the internet would be down. So I wouldn't be able to look up their telephone number to call them. And something as simple as that is going to happen when the grid goes down. The telephone lines will be up for a couple hours before they run out of reserve battery. But then you won't be able to call people. The cell towers will have generators. They'll be up for a couple weeks, maybe, or a week. But then when they run out of fuel, cell service will be down. So if you don't have the ability to contact people, it's going to be really difficult. The companies that you buy things from will not be able to order replacement parts, replacement goods, replacement inventory. The trucks won't know where to go. GPS won't be working. There'll be a lot of things that just flat out won't be working.
Yeah, people don't know how to read a map anymore.
Where would you go to get a map?
They rely on their GPSs.
Where would you go to get a map? Seriously. You know, they used to have these welcome centers, and you pull into them, and you could, if you go to, like, Illinois or Indiana, they'd have these welcome centers, and you go and get a map for free. Well, they don't have very many maps anymore because people don't know how to read maps. And I think one of the last businesses you want to be in is a map publishing business, you know, paper maps. So,
yeah.
So one of the things that you may want to...
Here in Australia, usually they still have maps at the service stations. Mm-hmm. You can buy them, usually paper maps.
Well, they used to be free.
Of their local area and
you
other areas.
Be able to get,
Not here anymore. You've got to buy them here, but usually you can still get paper maps here. But I think it's going to become more of a problem if this trend of GPS continues. And the other thing you've got to be aware of, the GPS is not necessarily going to be accurate because there's been earth changes happen, okay? And these earth changes They are altering the diameter of the Earth. There's been some earthquakes in the last 10 or 15 years that have actually been strong enough to shake the Earth on its axis, which for a while there interfered with the GPS systems. I don't know if they've probably since recalibrated them. But you've got to be aware, if one of these megaquakes of 9 and upwards happens again, it could throw the GPS out of whack all over again. You know, and you've got to be aware of this. You've got to be able to retain the old ways of doing things. You know, because if you don't, you are going to be in trouble in some way or another. And, for instance, one thing that I know how to do here, I know how to tan skins, okay? It's something that I do from time to time. It's not necessarily the world's best leather, but it's leather nevertheless, and I could use it for things like making shoes, making belts, possibly making some type of a coat. Well, this sort of thing, you know, and you think, well, you know, why would you bother in this day and age? Well, actually, what if you couldn't get shoes anymore? What if you couldn't get warm garments anymore? You know, would you know how to hunt an animal? Maybe, you know, that's a skill that might be worth knowing, whether with a firearm or whether with a bow and arrow. You know, and that's going to supply you with a skin, and it's going to supply you with food for your belly and food for your dog.
I've got a suggestion. I'll share it with the class when we come back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. You can find a link to find out more information about her on the website at usapreparedness.com, usapreparedness.com. So here's a comment I have. I was in a bookstore many years ago here in Missouri, and I was talking to the owner of the bookstore, and this woman came in. She said, well, I'd like to give you these encyclopedias. I have a whole set, and here's one box. Let me go to the car and get the other box. And so she was just giving them to the bookstore. So the owner of the bookstore looked at me. She said, you're interested in these? And I said, yeah. She goes, they're yours. You can have them for free. I said, no, I can't do that, but I'll pay you for them. So I just peeled out $20 and said, how about that? So she was going to give me this set, and I gave her $20. She was delighted to get rid of them. The woman who brought them in couldn't wait to get rid of them because she was just going to throw them away.
Wow.
The bookstore was delighted that I was interested in them. I was delighted that it was, $20. I thought, I won the lottery. That's one thing. So now, what is the average price that, I just looked it up, that books like encyclopedia sets bring at an auction? So this woman is posting, and she says that her husband is a part-time auctioneer, and they typically bring $25 for a complete set. Here's what it says.
Wow.
My husband is a part-time auctioneer. In our area, at the most, they would bring $25. Usually, they're thrown away. That's what she said about encyclopedia
sets.
That's
criminal.
I totally agree.
Oh, my gosh.
And what a great starting point a set of encyclopedia would be in a grid-down situation, because there's so much information in such a compact space, because the Internet's not going to be there. The servers aren't going to be there.
Yep.
The employees aren't going to be there to keep the servers working. It's all going to go down. But you could have for $20, $25, sometimes free, a complete starting point, a set of encyclopedia.
That's right.
And I love them.
Well, I'll tell you what. In our, I have a home library. I actually am sitting in my home library now, and I have a science encyclopedia. It was the type that was issued week by week by week that you used to get, and somebody gave me the whole set. It's called Understanding Science. I have books on divination. I have books on navigation. I have books on calculus. I have books on gardening. I have books on just about every topic that you could possibly imagine. I have classics of literature. I have books like David Copperfield by Charles Dickens, and I have, I think I have a copy of Crime and Punishment by Fyodor Dostoevsky, and, you know, you might think, well, why would you want Crime and Punishment by Dostoevsky? It's simple. It teaches you about how the criminal mind operated in 18th century Russia.
Well, certainly.
You know, then you might, if you know about that, then you might be able to have a bit of a heads up when you see somebody behaving in a similar way. You know, it's a novel, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think it was actually the juvenile version. But, you know, I've got books on how to trim horses' feet. I've got, I've got a number of horse encyclopedias. I've got books about dog behavior. I've got books about all sorts of different topics. Okay? But the thing is, I've collected these books over a long period of time, and when I find an interesting book about a topic that I don't necessarily know about, I pick up the book. And maybe the book will sit on my shelf for 10 years before I read it, but I eventually will read it. But just before we go, because I'm aware that this might be the end of the broadcast,
yep, 10
if there's
seconds.
One skill that people out there should know, okay, you should know how to use black powder firearms. You were mentioning before about ammunition. If you're somebody
yes.
out there who's into firearms, get to know how to use a black powder muzzle-loading weapon.
There you go.
And then you'll never have ammunition problems again.
Yep. We're
you'll be
time.
Able to Gwyneth, make your own.
Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with
God
us.
God bless.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.